Tefillah for Life, Shir 155, Tuesday, Parshas Yisrael. We are explaining the bracha of Hamavir Sheina Me'enai, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for removing both levels of sleep. Number one, that we don't have the deep sleep, and number two, that we don't even have a light sleep, which would just mean that we can't physically see, that our eyelids are closed. Now let's understand what this means. What are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? We can't just be thanking for being able to see, because that we already mentioned in the bracha of Pekeach Ivrim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us back our sight. So apparently this is more important, this is more fundamental than just the fact that we have sight. And this explains to us what exactly sleep does and what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to wake up. The main part of a person is his seichel, is his intelligence. A person without intelligence is missing in being a human being. That's what separates the human from the animal. The chachma, the intelligence of the human being. When a person goes to sleep, he loses that maila. He loses the definition of being a human being, so to speak. For example, Chazal say, Shina is echad mishishim b'misa. Sleep is 1/60th of death, Rechmana Litzlan. When a person sleeps, in a certain sense, he's almost dead. So that's what we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning for. Like we explained in the bracha of Elokei Neshama, that the Ribbono Shel Olam does Tchiyas HaMeisim every morning. But now we are focusing specifically on the fact that we have intelligence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the sleep from our eyes, which means by sleep a person loses his intelligence. Like we explained, that the eyes are the way we refer to our intelligence. An intelligent person is called a chacham, that's able to see. Like when we understand something, we say, I see it, I understand it. So then we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us back our intelligence. That's the first step of the bracha. And the next step of the bracha is, even if a person has intelligence and he's able to think, but he can sometimes be missing clarity. He's not able to see, so to speak, in the physical sense. Take, for example, a blind person, Chas v'Shalom. He can understand things, but ultimately he will not have the same clarity that a person that's able to see has. Because even though he understands that he's sitting by a table and there's something going on over here, but he can't fully have that clarity unless he can actually see it. And that's the second half of the bracha. When a person is snoozing, so to speak, he's falling asleep, even though he understands what's going on, but he's missing that clarity. So that's what we're thanking Hashem for. Number one, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us back our seichel. Basic seichel that we lost when we were sleeping. Hamavir Sheina Me'enai, the Ribbono Shel Olam removed real sleep from my eyes, meaning he gave me back my intelligence. Usnuma Me'afapai, and he took away Tenuma, he took away even a light sleep, which would cloud my vision, which would cloud my intelligence. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave it back to me. And we make this bracha specifically when we wash our face, even though we don't do it like that, but that's the way Chazal said to do it. Because when a person washes his face, he gets back his clarity. He gets back the intelligence to be able to face the day. And this will help us understand the purpose of sleep. We will, Amir Tz Hashem, elaborate.